You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Kiwi fashion brand World is known for its bold designs, but a group of Kiwis are dismayed and angered at some of World's latest window displays. News director Shemina Smith spoke to a member of the Change the World brand campaign, Phoebe Ball, and started by asking her to explain what triggered the campaign.
2 weeks ago, I walked down Victoria Street in Wellington and came across this signage on a shop window that said, "Things women love to hear. One, I love you. Two, that's on sale." And I felt really disappointed and angry that a shop, especially one that's patronised mostly by women customers, is perpetuating this stereotype that women's main ambition in life is romantic love and shopping. So I guess I took a photo of the display, put it on Facebook, and had an overwhelming response from people who were equally feeling really disappointed at the company's promotional campaign. So we decided to take action, and one of us wrote a letter of complaint and shared it as a template for others who felt seriously enough about the issue to make contact with the company. And since then, yeah, we've had a response back. Only one person we know of, a Dunedin woman, received a direct response from Denise Lestrange Corbett, one of the owners of World Brand. And her response has really just galvanised us to take the next step.
And so, yeah, I read that World essentially responded with the sentiment that the campaign was advocating censorship. It says here that they said, "Thank goodness we live in a country of free speech. You have had yours and I have had mine." How do you respond to this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an advocate for free speech as well. I think that's really important. But the problem I have with the advertising is that it trivialises the lives of women. I think it's not just this ad standing alone. This ad is one of hundreds that we see every day on TV, in magazines, on billboards, and it has serious impacts for the lives of women. You know, one in three girls beneath the age of 16 experience sexual abuse. And I was reading, you know, last year, Stats New Zealand said that there's a 12% gender pay gap between men and women. Now, we are being seriously impacted by these kinds of things, these kinds of advertising that perpetuate a culture that discriminates against women.
And so if World are not going to budge with it, what are your next steps?
We're already starting to write a formal complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority, and we believe we have pretty good grounds for doing so. I mean, one of their criteria is that advertising cannot use stereotypes of people that are likely to cause widespread offence. And based on the number of responses I've had, not just from personal friends, but people who have seen the article we've written in Scoop, just have affirmed that there are a very large number of New Zealanders who aren't happy with the outdated advertising.
And so you think you have quite a strong case with the Advertising Standards Authority?
I hope so. I mean, you know, there's a legacy of authorities not upholding issues concerning women. So, but we've got our fingers crossed. I'd like to think that New Zealand in general has moved beyond this kind of attitude that trivialises the lives of women.
I'm also curious though, like why World? Because, I mean, this type of stereotype gendered advertising is ubiquitous, right?
Yeah, you're right. And look, I haven't been involved much in this kind of campaign before. I was just in the right place at the right time. I saw the advertising, felt angry, and as someone who tends to like to take action and on my feelings, I put the word out there. And I guess it was the overwhelming response we got from people in our networks affirming that anger and disappointment I felt was being experienced by a large number of people that really galvanised my resolve to follow this through.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Now we have Shemina Smith, news director, in the studio to talk about this interview a little bit more.
We've just kind of had an update on this story, I suppose. I emailed somebody from AUT's Advertising Creativity School to try get comment from it to see if the case had grounds with the Advertising Standards Authority, and he's just got back to me now. This is Paul White, the head of Advertising Creativity at AUT, and he said, from what I can see, the main reason there would not be any grounds for the case to be considered by the Advertising Standards Authority is that the sign signs in the shop window might not come under the definition of advertising. So that remains to be decided by the ASA. They have to investigate it now. If the complaint goes ahead, they will have to investigate it. But yeah, so that's kind of the comment that I've received from somebody about that. So we have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.